Yeah, so yesterday we discussed what is the time frame? What's a preferable time frame, the maximum time frame, days in which one should bench Gomel. So that brings us to Zion, famous Machlokas. The Ashkenaz was Sarfas, in the Ashkenazi lands, let's put it that way. Emavarkim Keshaholkim Eirlier. If they would travel from city to city, they wouldn't bench Gomel. Again, I don't know, maybe even today, depending where you go. City to city in those days was, sometimes there's no roads, there was no maps, there was no, we don't appreciate, especially with GPS, forget that. But again, don't appreciate what it means, what it meant in those days to travel. So in Ashkenazi countries, they didn't bench Gomel. Shlochivu el b'holkem ibaros. Because one of the categories is people go into a desert. So what does that mean? So if you go to a desert, because in deserts there were wild animals, dangerous animals, there were bandits, it was like Somalia, like all that type of stuff. So therefore, if you went from city to city, so the Ashkenazim would say you wouldn't bench Gomel. It was Svarad, but the Svarad countries, Noagim, Levarach, that they would from city to city. Why? Because all the roads are, there's an assumption that there's a danger, like I just said, right? So therefore, especially in those days, if you traveled, so be dangerous. The Mishnah Berurah explains that according to this second minhag, the idea was wherever you would have to bench tefilas haderech. So the corollary, the response would be when you come back for said journey, you'd have to bench Gomel. It goes hand in hand. That's this opinion. Okay, so the second opinion is would be that. Umihu, however, even according to the second opinion, pachos miparsa. If you went less than a parsa, ain't a mavarch. Then according to everyone, you wouldn't make a bracha. According to everyone, you went. How much is a parsa? A lot of people say it is
4 kilometers.
Huh?
Four meal.
No, it's four meal. 2,000 amos each meal.
It's a kilometer. It's 4 kilometers, so it's a 2.4 miles.
Okay, I saw today somebody says it's the amount of time it takes you to walk 72 minutes. The amount you could cover in 72 minutes. So, no, that's a big difference. Because if you say it's 2.5 miles, I'll say it's very different. 72 minutes is something like walking to the other side of town. That's more than 2 miles. So, whatever. So,
if you're Billy Barty or...
I go by an average person. First of all, it's really not that. Some people walk faster, some people walk slower. An average person. So less than a parsa, you want that short, even according to Svard, you want bench. Because, Mishbar explains, even according to Svard, you want bench from that little. Why? Because in such short a distance, so close, you're close to a city, so we're relatively close, no matter what you say the amount it is. So it's not dangerous. It's not dangerous. But... Umihu, however, but if it's a very significantly dangerous place, I feel parsa. So then, if you went to that place and back, I don't know, South Central, maybe, and you came back, so it's maybe even closer than that. A very dangerous place. I mean, there's as well, right? You go. Right, they have GPS. Somebody told me they have GPS that keeps you just like in safe areas.
Yeah, but it shows that the Kvish from Yerushalayim to Kiryat Sefer is an unknown road.
Maybe it is.
Because it's in the Somsari Rochevet. I mean, it's
not okay, I'm just saying. So let's say I know a person drove, I don't know the roads in it, but let's say a person drove in Eretz Yisrael and they went through Ramallah and they came out the other. So again, I don't know how far Ramallah is from Yerushalayim. But let's say, so then, according to this,
very close.
Everything's close in Israel. So so then you bench Gomel. Corn everyone. You bench Gomel because you went. It's a place that's very dangerous. Very dangerous. So just very quickly, the Aruch HaShulchan explains on this. And yeah. Just give me a second here. Yeah, so he brings down this difference of minhagim. Again, Ashkenazim would, if you go from one city to another, they won't do it. It has to be a place that there's the shchicha bechayas raos for least him. Svar nohagim levarch mipnei shekol adrachim beches kasakana, because the Svardim hold that, Svardim countries hold that every place is dangerous. The roads are dangerous. And he says, "Makom sakana b'yelser afil pachus m'parsa." Akal shon. It was manenu. The Aruch HaShulchan says in his day. Now, don't forget, the Aruch HaShulchan was not long ago, 100 years ago. That's much different than the time of the Mechaber and the Ramah, right? So, uviz manenu. Where to go? Yeah. Uviyomenu. Excuse me. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you travel far, you won't bench Gomel. Unless you went through a sea, an ocean, or a midbar. But if you travel on the roads, on rail, on train, right? So you know they used to travel in Europe by train. So there's cities, so like, today in Hamodia, there's in the magazine, they talk about Slovakia. So they have a whole map, so you see all these cities, those big cities. But there were obviously towns around. So if you went to, you traveled, Rashab talks about walking miles and miles to go from one yeshiva to another. So even if you walked, I guess. We don't see it. Nobody does it. If you come from a derech hamurgal, a regular road, I'm driving on a regular road. So like some of the people, like Mr. Friedman used to drive to Irvine and back. So another thing about that, Irvine and back. So in the old days, it took days. So that's transcon, no problem. V'rak tefilas aderech. The only thing we do is tefilas aderech, and that's what we do. So tefilas aderech is different. So again, the second opinion is Sfarim hold tefilas aderech and Gomel are intertwined. Ashkenazim hold tefilas aderech is not necessarily connected to benching Gomel. Okay.